Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. To be protectable and to be strong, a trademark needs to be unique, but it needs to be unique in the relevant field of business. It does not need to be a unique word that's never been registered before or never been part of a brand name. I mean, for example, Apple is one of, if not the biggest brand in the world these days, and the word Apple is certainly not unique, and it's not unique even as part of a brand name. Right down the street from me, actually, there's a bank branch called the Apple Federal Credit Union. So Apple for computers, well, of course, they started for computers. Now they've maybe expanded to a lot of other things. But at the time when they adopted the name Apple, it was unique in the field of computing and computer software. But that doesn't mean that it was the only brand, the only business using the word Apple. In fact, many businesses coexist in different fields using overlapping or identical brand names. An example I use all the time is Delta Airlines and Delta Faucets. Both are pretty well-known brands, but because flying an airplane and traveling has nothing to do with the sinks and the appliances in your kitchen or your bathroom, nobody is likely to believe that a product sold at the hardware store with the Delta brand name has anything to do with the Delta Airlines. And vice versa. Of course, nobody looking for the Delta terminal at the airport is likely to think that they're going to find a display of sample faucet hardware that they could look at and purchase. So names can coexist as long as the industries are not overlapping or similar or natural zones of expansion. And I'm sure as you look around the world day to day, you can find many, many examples of these. Now, you will also see that many brand names today will come up with made-up words that are unique. And then the more creative the name is, the larger zone of protection you're going to get for it against other industries that might not be directly related or similar. So, for example, Skype. Skype is as far as I know, not a real word, and not a part of any other known brand, well-known brand names. And so Skype probably gets a larger scope of protection than some other words would get if they were more common for a video chatting tool. Uber has had this problem a little bit because Uber is a more common word, but maybe it wasn't so common as part of any brand name before. And so Uber has had to fight off a lot of other brands that have tried to adopt Uber as part of their brand name. But the tip that I want to leave you with today is that when you're coming up with potential brand names, number one is the more creative, the more original, the better. But number two is that it doesn't need to be completely unique as far as a trademark or brand name. It only needs to be unique in your arena, in the services and products that you provide. If you're making a computer game software and there's a car tire manufacturer that uses a similar name or maybe even the same name, that's probably not going to be a problem because they're very different industries. If you're making guitars and there's a competitor that makes computer memory chips, again, those things are very unlikely to ever be sold in the same stores or ever interact with each other. And it's possible that their names could overlap or share similar terms, as long as those names aren't completely made up. Again, if the words are made up or completely unique, then they're going to get a larger range of protection. I've been making trademarks bloom and protecting them since 1999. Let's work together and protect your trademark, whether the name is unique or common. Let's explore protecting it together. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.